Thank you for joining me for June's Amen Spiritual Recovery Newsletter. And before I go into the newsletter, I want to once again thank and acknowledge all those who have given their lives in service to our country, and thank the families of those brave men and women. This past weekend, we had celebrated Memorial Day. So just a moment of silence for those people. And to follow up with the newsletter, the first part, this year, each monthly newsletter has shared the wisdom of the saints, sages, and avatars who have changed the world through their consciousness. These teachings were on the importance of learning what we are, divinity, having a human experience, and why we're here, to become the light for others to see, and where that takes us, which is the kingdom of heaven within and more, and all about how do we get to this kingdom. If our inner state of mind is overwhelmed or overshadowed by feelings, we become unbalanced. This unbalanced state is when the mind, which I refer to as the small self, dominates our consciousness, aligning it with fear, powerlessness, self-esteem, low self-esteem, anger, melancholy, etc. At this time, we wholly identify with our small self, the body, mind, ego, and senses, and are disconnected from the self, the soul, the God within. In our inner state has scientifically proven to affect life around us, like plants, animals, humans, and society. This is called infinite correlation. It has been scientifically proven that although our electrical magnetic force field is strongest around us, each fluctuation in the effects of our electromagnetic system continues to go beyond us and affect everything in creation. Here, the analogy of throwing a rock into a still pond and the ripples that it sends out throughout the pond is an excellent example of infinite correlation. So, our consciousness continues to add or lessen the effects around us in creation. The question then becomes, are we adding to this world of turmoil by becoming overwhelmed and overshadowed by it? Or are the feelings so strong, like anger, fear, and powerlessness, and they overcome us? Or are we allowing ourselves to become part of the problem or a part of the solution? I am under the belief that those who are reading this have tried many ways to change the turmoil in the world, and at this time in life, have found none of them have had a lasting effect, nor do they eliminate this continued turmoil that happens in this world. So, what is the solution? As mentioned in previous newsletters, it starts with our own relationship with God, self, and others. It cannot be the peace we want to see in this world unless we surrender our resentments with God, self, and others. For me, the core of the solution has been faith. And what allows us to begin to cultivate faith is acceptance. Through my own life experiences, the teachings of the self-realized ones, I've come to understand that the acceptance is very hard at first. That is because the small mind, our senses, ego, resist what we cannot control. What the mind resists is what it does not know. The limited mind cannot understand the unlimited God. My spiritual director tells me that spiritual growth is ultimately impossible without faith. One of the many examples of faith can be the understanding that nothing happens to me, everything happens for me. This simple understanding allows one to let go of being a victim and seeing victims. It's an understanding that there is a greater plan in creation for our highest good. It might not be comfortable. We might not understand it. It is one to help us and creation evolve to our highest potential. There are laws of nature created by the Creator. When these are not followed, there is an imbalance. Just as in homeopathy, when the body is out of balance, the disease enters the body. The remedy might make a person worse before they become healthy in homeopathy. It's a purification process. Similarly, there is a process of purification going on in the world today. My spiritual director has said, faith has also creates a current flowing between individual life and the source of life. It is the bridge between the small self, body, mind, and senses, and our divine identity. This faith ends the sense of separation between man and God. He also says how we respond to life is a reflection of our relationship with God. In the second part to come in mid-June of this newsletter, I will share more on the tools given by the saints and sages and avatars who have made a lasting difference in this world. And faith is a necessary tool. Only love. Thank you, Michael.